It's late afternoon. Shortly after Perry Mason's plan to make Suzanne Barclay come out of hiding failed. And now you may be sure the full extent of Mason's failure is being made public. More of Mason in a few moments. First...
I want to send a cablegram. To Mr. J.T. Doherty, Wallaby's Hotel, Kingston, Jamaica. My name is August Jansen. Will be out of the city for a few days to attend important meeting in Smithville. Contact me through the club if necessary. Hope you're having an enjoyable holiday. I intend enjoying mine. Now, would you read that back to me? Now? All right, that's it. Now, Gordy, you know where I'll be in Smithville.
Uh-huh.
Everything's outlined for you here.
Okay, okay.
Oh, shut up, I'm talking to you. We'll have a shipment of cars in a day about, day after tomorrow. I expect you to have them processed through the garage and delivered by the time I return. Oh, and another thing. Leave Kate Beekman alone while I'm gone.
I said sure, didn't I?
Well, I advise you to mean it. I do.
Yeah.
Now, when J.T. comes back, ask him to contact me in Smithville immediately. I have some important news.
Well, he won't be back for 2 weeks.
You never know what J.T. will do. He may show up tomorrow. In case he does, tell him I've got important news.
Okay, what?
I'll tell him I couldn't send the information by open wire. It'll keep. But he should be informed the earliest possible moment.
Okay, okay. What is it?
It's for J.T., not you. Oh, and if Kate Beekman asks for me...
Oh, what makes you think she will?
You know, if I were you, I'd watch my step, little man. You and I have unfinished business, Gordy.
I don't get you.
You try to guess the answer while I'm gone.
Wait a minute. I didn't do a thing to you. Well, I wish you'd tell me what's the beef. Come on. Let's get it out in the open. Gus. Look, if it's what I said in the cocktail lounge... Gus, I had a lot to drink. You can't hold it against a guy if he pops off when he's drinking. Is it because I said you were all washed up? Is that it?
You had a good reason, Gordy. There was good reason to believe Suzanne Barclay would come out of hiding and attend her mother's funeral. That's why they faked it.
Faked it?
Faked Mrs. Barclay's death. Faked the funeral. Haven't you heard the news?
No.
Yeah. A real bright boy got a real bright idea, so he staged a fake funeral.
Who?
But the bright boy is a jerk. The girl didn't show. I knew she wouldn't show. I know where she will be.
Smithville?
I'm going to meet her. Be seeing you, Gordy.
Yeah. That guy gives me the shakes when he looks like that. Oh. I ought to be used to him by now, but I still get the shakes when he gets that look. He's got the same thing in mind for me he has for Suzanne. Yeah. Well, he don't dare do it. Not before J.T. gets back. And once I get to J.T., J.T. won't let him. I got nothing to worry about. I don't have to be scared of him. I'm not scared of him. Not a bit. Not one little bit.
Now, in the newspaper offices of the Daily Blade.
Well, here's Jake's office.
Hi, Miss Mason. Stella.
Hello, Jake.
You know what happened. You and your editor cooperated with me, Jake. I tried to get news of our failure to you first, but...
Mr. App jumped the gun.
One of our reporters was there. Arch and I are puzzled, Mr. Mason. We can't figure it out.
Does anything puzzle your editor, Jake?
I'm not kidding, Della. According to your statement, you staged the accident and the funeral only because Mr. Wallace offered you a big fee to locate Suzanne.
That's right.
The public doesn't mind being kidded if it's only a little and if it's for a good reason. But people get mighty burned up if you fool them for selfish reasons.
For which you can't blame them.
You can justify it if you tell the whole story.
No, Jake.
Yes, you can. If you tell the real truth, how you're investigating a multi-million-dollar racket, and how you can break it up with Suzanne's information.
No. Jake, I can fight the racket more effectively if they don't know I'm after them.
Well, I hate to tell you this, Mr. Mason, but Arch will have to pace you harder than anybody else. This paper broke the story in the first place. Arch will have to come down with both feet.
I know. That's why I'm here. When your editor ran the story of Mrs. Barclay's alleged death, he knew the story was a fake. I wanted to write an editorial stating that I personally lied to him.
But you didn't.
That I personally lied to him, and that he ran the story only because he had no reason to doubt my integrity. That'll take the burden off Arch and you and your paper.
Did you see what it's going to do? It's going to make you out a liar and a cheap shyster who'll do anything for a fee. It's going to make you out a guy who'll trade on his reputation to take advantage of his friends. It's going to smear you, Mr. Mason. You won't have a reputation.
Oh. Well, Jake, we have to play it this way. Now, I'll be in Mr. Wallace's office for the next hour if your editor wants personal confirmation from me. I'll see you, Jake.
Bye, Jake.
Yeah. See you guys.
Now, a short time later, in the Wallace Insurance Building.
What is it, Della? You haven't said a word since we left Jake's office. Della?
I just don't want to talk.
Oh, Della.
I don't want to talk because if I start talking, I'll cry, and I don't want to cry.
There's nothing to cry
about. Yes, there is. There is. I know better than anybody else because I know what's happened from the beginning. You've taken it all on your shoulders. Even when it was Mr. Wallace who told App what you're doing. It would serve Mr. Wallace good and right if you told the whole thing. It would, Perry. Even if Mr. Wallace and his insurance companies do lose money, they haven't any right to expect you to shoulder the whole thing.
No. Now, listen.
Well, it isn't.
No, now, wait. You should know better than anybody else that the money is not important. If smashing the syndicate means only saving money. Money isn't that important, Della. People are. The syndicate hurts people. Kids like Francis Riley and Suzanne Barclay.
I know, Perry, but I just hate to see you. Well, okay, you're right. Let's go talk to Mr. Wallace.
Now, we'll have to wait a few minutes. A little early. We'll go in and sit down. Looks strange. Office door is locked.
There ought to be someone here. Who is it?
This is Perry Mason. Mr. Wallace expects us.
He isn't here. There's no one here. Who did you say you are?
Perry Mason.
Oh. Wait.
What? Hello, Mr. Mason. My name is Suzanne Barclay.
Well, just when Mason's defeat seemed certain, a door opened. A lovely, sad-faced girl looked at Mason and said, "My name is Suzanne Barclay. You know there's important and surprising developments in the immediate future. So join us on Monday, won't you?"